Episode 2826, Your Body Holds Deep Wisdom.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I really want you to take a moment to think about how you feel right now, physically. How do you feel internally? Do your organs feel renewed, refreshed? Do you have the energy that's so vibrant that you can go out and run a mile? I just said a mile, not like a marathon. It's all about what your body is telling you. Your body holds deep wisdom. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Bella Blue says this, your body holds deep wisdom. Trust in it, learn from it, nourish it, watch your life transform, and be healthy. Beautiful words there, stated so eloquently together. But unfortunately, sometimes a most simple answer is not the answer we want to hear. We want the results with little to no work, right? Why can't I just lose these last 20 pounds? I'm kind of done carrying them around. But they're still there. But what you and I want is not necessarily what we get. At some point, reality kicks in. What didn't work is noted, and what's possible is now considered. Where are you in your health journey? We are in the midst of less than 90 days now till the end of the year. That means, guess what? New Year's is around the corner, and we're already thinking about New Year's resolutions. Have you already decided to put off what you want to do for your health until January comes around? Well, let me tell you a little secret. I am part of an incredible mastermind, and we have men and women that gather together, and we hold each other accountable, but we also do life together. And it's a very unique group of men and women, brothers and sisters. And what's interesting is that I'm going down there next week. We're meeting in Florida, and we're going to do some hard work that really, honestly, no one stops long enough to do. And I really look forward to it because it is time in my calendar that I block off completely. What if I blocked off everything I needed in regards to my health? Do you think I would act differently? Do you think I would have more energy? Do you think I might actually do more? Of course, my life would look totally different. I would feel totally different. But the problem is we get so entangled with our everyday that we forget that, you know, one day's gone, and next day, the next thing you know, it's a week, it's a month, it's 3 months, it's 6 months, it's now the end of the year. And here we sit with those same 20 pounds we started with at the beginning of the year. That just baffles me. But we all do it, right? It's a cycle that we're on. Well, as I was thinking about that, I thought, you know what? I got to clean out some things. You know, we had some water in the house. We're still dealing with that. We've got stuff that's totally under forced renovations, construction galore, waiting for things to come in, insurance to take care of some stuff, us to take care of other things. It's just a holy mess. It really is. But in the midst of all of this, where do I sit? In excuse land. Oh yeah, I'm owning it. I'm like, wow, you know, I can't do this stuff because, and I'm like, seriously? I've got a lot of stuff happening right now with Create Your Now. Exciting things on the horizons, big decisions. And when I say big decisions that have to be made. But I find myself going, not sure what this looks like because I've got all of this stuff happening and I can't deal with a jackhammer in the background, which is true. If I'm going to do any audio or video recording, a jackhammer in the background, well, kind of throws us all off. But at the same time, I think about my pantry. I think about my linen closet. I think about my cupboards that I haven't gone through. And I'm thinking, you know what? What if I was to go through all of that? and pitch all the old stuff that I haven't touched within the last year. I don't care if it's health related. I don't care if it's exercise related. I don't care if it's clothing items. I don't care if it's decor. If I haven't touched it within the season, so let's say it's Christmas. Well, Christmas only comes once a year. So did I use it last season? Well, for my house, of course, anything Christmas, I always use. Very rarely does anything stay hidden away unless if I just use one less Christmas tree. But that's for another episode. So you have to look at your seasons, okay? But if it's something that you think you're using every day, for example, I've got about 20 water bottles. I kid you not. I've collected them. I've got ones that my kids had when they were in elementary school. Are my kids in elementary school right now? Oh, no, they are not. So why do I still have them? For my grandbaby? Oh, no, he already has a new one. I got it for him. Why? Because it's different technology. It has a different look to it. My goodness, he can sit there and tip it upside down and it doesn't leak unlike my other ones. So why do I still have them? At some point, reality kicks in. What didn't work is noted, and what's possible is now considered. Do you want to live a vibrant, healthy life? Honestly, do you really want that? And maybe if you're already living it, then praise the Lord, what can you do more of? Seriously, because you can always better yourself. But unfortunately, I know a lot of us are sitting on that fence post and we're saying, I kind of like this. I'll start Monday. I'll start next Monday. Ooh, wait. We're so close to the new year. I'm just going to get through the holidays. We'll just wear the bigger, baggier stuff. It's getting cold outside, so I can wear my layers and it's not really going to matter. Really? What do you think your heart's going to say about it? What do you think your organs are going to say about it? Yes, you have to look internally. You've got to stop and smell the roses. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Stop and smell the roses. Busyness is a trap that holds you hostage from living your best life. But who wants to settle? You can still have it all within the season that you're in. However, that translates to slowing down in order to speed up. You got to stop and smell the roses. So what does that look like in real life? Well, we're going to take a page out of Bella Blue's book and what she stated. Number one, trust in your body. If you slow down to listen to your body, it will tell you how it's doing. Aching joints don't always mean that you did too much work. Think about that for a moment. Have you ever woken up and you're like, oh my gosh, my back, I don't know what I did. But if you think about it, it's exactly how you've been sleeping for the last 10 years. So what's different? Oh wait, let's see. We had a birthday party, we were on vacation, and then we had another birthday party, and then, well, school started. I wanted to get back on track, didn't. Yeah, I'm still doing that. Oh wow. All I am is adding up more and more sugar. What do you think your body's telling you? It might be a reaction to the food you ate the previous day or that you have been eating weeks and months prior. And finally, your body says enough is enough. Trust in your body. I just recently, a few weeks back, went and did my whole wellness checkup for the year and wanted to see how things were and talked to my doctor and I said, you know what? I went all these labs done. I really wanted to see what was going on. I wanted to know the internal side of me. I know the external, I can see it, right? I got the reflection, I got the mirror, but I want to see what my cells are doing. I want to see what my body on the inside is telling me. So of course, the lab results come back and I look at all of them and you know how they give you parameters as to what is within the norm and the range of that norm. So I look at it and my doctor says, you're normal. And I thought, oh, no, I'm not. And I already had the discussion before we even got the lab results back that, you know, my gut does weird things. I don't feel good. I sit here and I wear a CGM, so I get a continuous glucose monitor. And so I can actually tell real time what my body is doing when I eat certain foods, where it you know, ebbs and flows when it comes to my intake with carbohydrates. Various sugars, whether it's fruit derived, so healthy, God-given, or whether it's a candy bar. What does that look like to my body in real time? And it was interesting because all my tests show that I'm normal, but my internal, my own body is saying, oh, you are so not. Something's not right. And so it's something that I have to figure out. There's no test out there because my cells say, well, you're doing great. You know, you could come down a little bit over here. Some of it's genetic. And I'm like, okay, I can make some of those changes, but they're not going to change much because I've worked on that before. And the figures, well, they stay the same. So we're just going to kind of go with it. I'm postmenopause. So my body's getting used to the new hormones, the new influx, the less flux, right? Where I'm stable, where I'm not. I have to trust my body. But in order to do that, I have to stop long enough. Stop and smell the roses. Calm yourself down. See what's going on. Look inside. You don't always have to do lab tests because guess what? They may say you're normal and you're not feeling that great. And you're like, why am I still feeling tired? I drink a Pepsi and oh my goodness, I'm ready to crash. I have pasta. In 20 minutes, I'm ready to sleep. Has nothing to do with the turkey. Has nothing to do with Thanksgiving. I'm ready to take a nap now. There's so many things that we need to consider when it comes to our body. Your body holds deep wisdom. Pay attention to that. Trust your body. Number two, learn from your body. As your body responds to the environment and landscape of your everyday, you can maneuver what works and change what doesn't work. Think about tweaking, not twerking. I know, TMI, I get it, but you'll never forget that because I said it that way. Learn from your body. It's about tweaking, not twerking. As you feel your body, actually experience those feelings. For example, pasta, I love it. My body hates it. Seriously, like I enjoy pasta, but my body, oh my goodness, it is not a good combination for me. It just is one thing that if I'm going to stay away from, I got to stay away from pasta, period, end of story. But in doing so, right, there's those couple of times I'm like, I'm just going to have a little bit. Just going to have a little bit. I haven't had any like in over a year, so I just want a little bit. And then I stop long enough to feel my body, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like I've been hit with a Mack truck. Why did I do this to myself? I'm bloated. I'm tired. I'm ready to take a nap for like 4 hours. And I hadn't really done anything except had 3/4 of a cup of pasta. Seriously? And that's the result I get? Learn from your body. So for me, if I know I really need to continually stay strong and be alert, I better not have pasta, no matter what. Even if it's been over a year, pasta is not my go-to. I need to stay clear of it. Tweak instead of twerk, right? So trust your body, learn from your body. And then number three, nourish your body. You are what you eat, period, end of story. We could just stop there. Whether you want to admit it or not, if you eat crap, your body is going to feel like crap. Go to the pasta. For me, yeah, it tastes good going down. But whew, 15 to 20 minutes later, no, I do not feel good and I feel like crap. So why would I do it? So look at what you need to do to nourish your body. Give it what it needs and it's specific and unique to you. Just because something works for me doesn't mean it's going to work for you. So it's so important for you to stop and smell the roses. Don't get stuck in the busyness. Don't entangle yourself in stuff that honestly doesn't matter. Because I'm telling you right now, your health matters. And if you're not healthy, you can't do anything else that you set your mind to. Trust, learn, and nourish. You get to decide how you want to feel. You get to show up with how you want to live your every day. You get to engage in activities that support your goals, short and long term. You get to decide. You matter. So go out today, train for life, love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.